This is URN Sport.
So I'm joined by Sam Noakes from the University of Nottingham American Football Club. You've had a very impressive season this year, winning your league with 8 wins and no losses. And I think it was a 302 points difference. That's incredibly impressive. So congratulations on that. Does this bode well for varsity for all of you?
Yeah, I think it really does. In terms of our domestic season, it's been the most successful that any Nottingham team's ever had, so that was really good. We'll just be looking to take that form through into varsity, I think, after Easter. But yeah, so we're still training hard for that and looking forward to that.
And do you know how Trent's team have got on this year? Have they had a similar season to you, or has it been a little bit more up and down for them?
I'd say, yeah, it's almost been the polar opposite. They played 8, lost 8. They had one win given to them because that was a turned over result from a game at Durham, but they technically didn't actually win any of their games. So yeah, pretty much the opposite to how our one's gone.
So that must give you real confidence going into the varsity fixture, considering that last season, obviously, in the varsity fixture was the first ever win for the University of Nottingham American Football Club over Trent.
Yeah, definitely. I think we can take a lot of confidence going into the game, knowing that we've won 10 of our last 11 games and they haven't won a match in the past 12 months. So I think, you know, if winning's a habit, which I do think it is, hopefully that will bode really well for us. And having, yeah, got the win last year, I think we can get into this year's fixture knowing that we're capable of doing it and we've got the form behind us.
Absolutely. Do you think that the form of Nottingham Trent, obviously playing in a higher league than you this year, do you think that will have an impact, that, you know, that they'll think we've been playing against teams of a higher quality than Nottingham, so we can therefore come in and we'll be able to take them on pretty easily?
I'm sure that is what they'll be thinking. They've been giving it a lot of chat on Twitter and various other mediums of social media, how they've said, yeah, we might not have won a game, but we've been playing against higher quality opposition. But I think, you know, we've played some good teams as well this year, the likes of Warwick, who beat Trent last year when they were in the league. And I do think that even though, yeah, they've been playing higher quality opposition, they've had a couple of games where they've been close but not been able to close it out. So I think maybe that we've got that mental edge as well when we've come through a lot of games this year and we know how to win.
Absolutely. Looking at your results from this season, especially in the regular season, I noticed that you scored a lot of points on offence. I don't think you scored fewer than something like 27 points all season. Do you think that will bode, that's sort of foreshadowing the varsity game, in that it's going to be a little bit of a shootout? We'll see sort of lots of points being scored and offences coming out on top against defence.
Well, I certainly would back our offence against pretty much any team in the country to go out and at least get a few scores. That's just the way they are. They're an incredible group of players and they've just, yeah, really found a good rhythm this year. But then I also think I've backed our defence. We've done really well the first half of this season. I think it wasn't until our last regular season game that we actually conceded a touchdown. So we went through those first 7 games and only conceded 12 points. So although I think hopefully we'll be putting up a lot of points, hopefully we can keep it down as well.
Yeah, I was going to mention that, because there were numerous games in the league this season where you shut teams out. You didn't let them score a single point. One game where you only conceded a safety, and that's not even with the defence on the field. So the defence must be high on themselves coming into this game.
Yeah, Leo, I think, like you say, we had that early season form and we were only conceding on special teams, so it wasn't until, yeah, that last game that the defence actually conceded any points. And after that, we have conceded a few in the postseason, but I think we know that we've got it in us. And I think in games when we've been tested, especially, like, we've found that we can really stand up under the pressure. And so I do think we know that we've got it within ourselves to defend really well against high-quality teams.
Absolutely. And in the knockout stage, in the postseason, I suppose you'd call it, a win against Liverpool, John Moore's, a very impressive victory indeed, 47-30, I believe the score was, and then an unfortunate loss against Warwick. Was that a little bit of a kick in the teeth for you after such a successful regular season?
So we beat Liverpool the week before and we weren't at our best, but we showed that we can still get through when we're not playing well. And then last week was actually against Leeds. Beckett Carnegie had beaten Warwick the week before, and to lose in overtime by a point is still quite stinging. I feel like I should be getting ready to play another game today, but you know, that's just the way things go. And Leeds turned up on the day and they played really well and they were absolute sportsmen throughout, and they showed up with a smaller squad than ours, and just really all those boys played really well. So I think credit to them for playing really well and doing what they did.
Absolutely. And looking forward to the varsity game, obviously it's one of the later fixtures in the varsity calendar, later on in May. Do you think that gives you time to prepare both physically and mentally for the game? Because obviously I know you guys have a really sort of rigorous training regime. Do you think that will bode well for the varsity fixture, that you'll be able to get yourself in top physical condition and maybe overcome any injuries that are currently in the squad?
Yeah, definitely. So I think now that we've not got any games until varsity, it's actually given us a chance. So we're currently going through a bit of a rest period, taking a couple of weeks off, so those guys that were carrying a few knocks can get them better, and then we'll consolidate again just before Easter, and then we'll know what we need to do during Easter, and then we'll come back and have our training sessions. But I think we've got everything well drilled into us that we now know that we can just take a little bit of time off, get our heads back to where they want to be, get back in the gym feeling fit and feeling confident, and then we can come back and have one last game this season and show what we can do.
Yeah, and those training sessions when you get back, obviously from Easter, or I assume you'll have a slightly curtailed Easter break so that you can get back and start training. Do you think that those training sessions when you get back will be a little bit less rigorous and more focused on actually taking the game to Trent, and more focused on stopping Trent and beating them on offense than actually, purely on American football skills? Do you think it will just be focused on beating Trent and knowing their weaknesses before the game?
Well, I think it'll be a mix of the two. We want to obviously show up and show that we're a team that if you put us up against anyone, we'd give them a good game, because we have those skills ingrained in us as a team, and that we know how to do the basics right. But then I think, obviously, you do want to win at all costs, and if that means that it does go to a big shootout, it does. But I think we'll be preparing as if it's any other game that we have, where we want to score a lot of points but concede none, and we want to, in theory, be able to win a game by just a single field goal, 3-0, because we back ourselves not to concede any, but hopefully we'll score a few more.
Absolutely. And just looking at sort of attendances for the game, it's being played at Harvey Haddon Stadium this year, obviously a slightly larger venue. Do you think that the sort of growth of American football in the UK and the quality of the Super Bowl this year, obviously one of the best Super Bowls, probably the best Super Bowl of all time, do you think that the quality of that game and the number of people who are now watching American football and taking an interest in it is going to have an impact on the crowd that you see down at Harvey Haddon?
Yeah, I really hope it does. I think we had a lot of people come along to our club Super Bowl event back when that was on, and everyone seemed to come along and enjoy that, and that was a great advert for the game. I think, like you say, it really is growing. It helps having those games in London. In terms of bucks, I think it's one of the fastest growing university sports at the moment. So I think there definitely is that growing interest. Being at Harvey Haddon as well, it's a good place to go. It takes a lot of people, and I think knowing that this game will be close but also high in quality between two good teams that are very fierce and competitive, that will hopefully also sell itself as it will be a game that people want to come and watch as well, regardless of what's gone on in other varsity events.
Absolutely. And just for those people who are listening, who should we be watching out for on both sides of the ball for the University of Nottingham?
Yeah, we've got a lot of really good players. I think our running back Jacob Amadi has been unbelievable this year. His stats are, frankly, I look at them and just don't know how that's even possible for an individual. And then we've got Pat Daly, our quarterback, who's been in great form. Pete Adams, wide receiver, he's also been amazing this year when he's been fit and able to play. But I think we've got a lot of skill guys on offense, and hopefully those three in particular will shine. Then on the defensive side of the ball, we've got our defensive captain Sam Frost, who again is a guy that's only been playing for 2 years, it's only his second year, but has really taken to football really well. And at safety, a guy called Will Field, who's only been playing his position for 1 year but has already come in and is doing amazing things. So hopefully those two guys can be real leaders and hopefully lead a shutout, and then the boys on the other side can rack up a lot as well.
Absolutely. And just one final question, obviously coming into the varsity event, how about a prediction for us?
That's tough. I think we will score a few, so I reckon we'll get about maybe 33 to us, and then Trent are a good side, but I'm backing us to win, so I'm going to go for 33-15, maybe.
You heard it here first on URN, 33-15 to the University of Nottingham in American football. Sam, thanks very much for joining
Cheers.
Us.
Cheers, thank you, Callum.